Okay, this morning I've got Rob Pollock and Tim Shields with me. Good morning, gentlemen.
How you doing?
Good morning.
Rob, you're with the Chilkat Valley Community Recreation Center Board, which works in conjunction with the Boys and Girls Club of Haines.
Yes.
And Tim, you're with the Talk Chinook Watershed Council.
I am indeed.
Rob, briefly tell me about the CVCRC.
Sure, this is the Rec Center Board. For those who don't know, we were formed a number of years ago in an effort to bring a rec center to Haines. One of the things that we felt was important was partnering with major organizations, and one of which that we've really been involved with now for the last couple of years is the Boys and Girls Club of Alaska. And so we are working on getting a charter for a Boys and Girls Club of Haines, and to that end, we have created a program for kids that basically is a Woods and Waters type program that allows them to come out and be involved in activities that relate to what's going on in this community as it's going on. So, for example, right now we're doing a lot of fishing, berry picking, mushrooms, things like that. And so we want our educational programs to revolve around those activities. And that's the reason for this weekend's outing.
Yeah, you guys have done a lot of cool stuff over the past, I guess, year or two.
Yes.
You've done some hooligan dipping and that whole process.
Yes.
And some canning.
Yes.
And some tracking and that sort of thing.
Exactly. Animal tracking. The kids have had a lot of fun. We've had good participation. We feel like they're learning some really good, healthy activities and at the same time learning about our community and ways to live more in harmony with it.
And Tim, tell me briefly about the Talk Chinook Watershed Council.
Our organization centers on three different goals. One is restoration of damaged salmon habitat. Another one is research. But my favorite is public outreach and public education. And what we're going to do this weekend fits perfectly with that.
Absolutely. And have you guys dealt with a lot of kids in the past?
Oh, yeah. We have a four-year-long program in the Haines School doing a thing called Eco Studies. We also call it No Child Left Inside. So we do a lot of educational stuff, and I think that's the most important activity that Talk Chinook Watershed Council engages in, because what we want to do is show the younger people in the community just how amazing the place they live in is, and we figure that good, solid behavior will come out of that.
Sure, sure. Can't learn that in a book.
No, you got to get out and hang out with it and see it.
Now, again, you're having this hike tomorrow, and what will the kids learn on this hike?
Well, what I want to do is show them some of the invasive plants. We're going to meet in the parking lot at the Mount Riley Trailhead, and I was riding my bike in today and seeing that there are a lot of species of invasive plants, things from Europe, Asia, wherever. So I want to, you know, raise a little bit of awareness about that and show the kids some of the invaders we have at our doorstep. And then we're going to move into the forest on the hike itself, and I'll show them the contrast between this sort of disturbed habitat along the roadside and the intact habitat on the Mount Riley Trail, which is, of course, one of the most beautiful walks in our area. And we'll be also looking at edible plants. We'll see how the blueberries are doing, check out some mushrooms. And in general, I just want to talk to them, show them the forest, and talk a little bit about how the forest functions. And mostly just get out walking in a beautiful place.
Right. No child left inside.
Absolutely.
Even in the summer, it's pretty easy to get locked into those video games. And
come on, kids. Unplug.
MTV or whatever. Yeah. Unplug to that and plug into nature.
And take advantage of the great weather while we still got it this summer.
All of the above. That's
all
right.
All of the above. All now, of the above.
And you guys going to pick some berries too, perhaps? Or?
Well, we'll see how they're doing. You know, this year is... Obviously, it's been a really late year, and the berries are starting to come on now at lower elevations. I haven't been up to the top of Riley. We'll see how they're going, but at least we can show people where some good patches are.
You
know, easily accessible patches. And we'll talk about, you know, the value of berries and all that, and I bet we'll find some.
Oh,
at
sure.
least enough to snack on the trail.
And sure. Show the kids what the plants themselves look like, and these are in the early stages here, so that they can recognize the development as the growth unfolds.
But there are some sunny spots at the top that could well have ripe berries ready for the eating.
Yum. You were talking about looking at the invasive plants, too. You know, I think this is a widely misunderstood or underestimated a problem around here, and you're talking about the kids as well. Is kind of the more you know about this at a young age, the more aware you can be of this.
Right. And, you know, it's probably too late for controlling dandelions or stuff like that. But if we raise awareness of it and a new invader shows up, we can at least nip that in the bud. And that's sort of the goal of invasive plant control right now, is just to, if there are any more, and humans are constantly transporting seeds around inadvertently and also intentionally, and if we just raise some awareness of that, we can at least keep a cap on the problem. But it's a big problem, actually.
When you're out in the Alaskan wilderness, do you find yourself picking weeds?
I've been known to, actually. I'm on a in my neighborhood
weeding the garden, as it were.
Well, I've been picking the weeds in my Alaskan wilderness at my house. I can tell you that thistles been rampant.
The thistles are going crazy, and there's a thing called jewel weed. Despite its beautiful name, it's a pretty pernicious plant from the Himalayas, and I've been on a 10-year crusade to get rid of this stuff in my neighborhood. It hasn't worked yet, and every time I relax for a couple of years, the stuff just charges back. I've almost got it under control, but that's one that actually in the borough we could eliminate. This one, the ominous thing about jewelweed is that I have found it in intact forest, and that's a little worrisome, because you know what you do with an invasive plant, you get a solid dense stand of it, and it really crowds out the native vegetation. So you know, to the degree we can work to control these things, I think it's a good thing.
Great stuff to learn, again, at an early age.
And we feel like it's important, because then the kids can come home with this knowledge, and perhaps some of the parents don't know about some of the invasive species, for example, thistle, that's right in their own yard.
Right.
And to actively be pulling it and getting the weeds out and pulling the tap roots is to do what we really want to do, which that's the only way to control it and to mitigate it.
Right, and I'll bring some little booklets. I have some identification booklets on invasive plants, and I'll give those out to the kids as well, so they can take them home and they'll be able to recognize them wherever they go in the burrow.
And there are also medicinal plants too in our forests, and these are of equal value and of equal importance, and we think just as valuable for the kids to learn about, because there are a number of plant species that you can use just for minor itches, scratches, rashes, things like that.
And we'll talk about those uses as well.
Exactly.
Cool.
So it's going to be introduction to the wonderful world of Chilkat Valley plants.
Excellent.
And the nice thing about this program is that that as we do these introductory programs, then we can go back in future years and build on those. So, for example, the animal tracking program that we had last year, we'd love to have kids out again and do sort of an intermediate level to take them around and build on what they learned and continue to expand their education and their awareness.
It seems like it's often the case that grown-ups with all of our acquired knowledge can learn things from the kids that come home with little snippets of things they learn from school and activities such as this.
Right, that's the idea, is spread some knowledge. Right.
That's exactly why this program was created.
Okay, and of course, to keep the kids doing something healthy and maybe not keep them out of trouble, some of them. Get them down the right path, as it were.
As it were. Yuck, yuck, yuck.
Now, what time is this happening and where? And when and where do we meet up for this?
We're going to meet at 1:45 this Sunday. So that'll be 1:45 at the Mount Riley Trailhead parking lot.
For some that don't know, that's on Mud Bay Road, right?
Correct. Just a couple of miles out of town. If you head
top of the hill.
That's right. Head south. When you crest the hill, then you'll see the parking lot off to the right. You'll see the signs for the Mount Riley Trail off to the left.
Mm-hmm.
And so just bring your kids. And we would like to, actually, we want to have this event open for anyone that would like to come. We have put 8 and over because if you want to bring your child 8 and over, we'll be glad to take them up with us. If you would like to come on the hike and you have a child that is younger than 8, we'd be delighted to have you accompany. So that we'd be delighted to have the child accompanied with the guardian. So come on, enjoy the hike. So we're going to meet at 1:45 at the parking lot. We'll be going on the hike at about 2:00. And then if you're dropping your child off and you want to come back to pick them up, be there at 5:00, and we will see you back in the parking lot. We'll have them back down by 5.
Mm-hmm.
Do they need any special gear or like pack a snack or anything like that?
A pogo stick would be good to bring along.
A pogo stick for the trail?
You know, obviously the clothes appropriate for the season. Maybe a plastic bag in case they want to pick some berries, although When I get out with kids, they basically just are mowing machines. Yeah, they're just going to scarf them up. But, you know, reasonable shoes for the trail hike. And what else can you think of, Rob?
If the weather is light rain, we'll still go. Mm-hmm. If we have heavy rain, then we'll reschedule. And someone will be there if the rain is questionable and you want to show up. We'll have someone there and we'll make the decision then. So, yeah, just show up and be prepared to have fun on the hike.
Yeah, bring a snack, too.
Also, water, too.
Water and a snack.
Remember to hydrate.
Right.
That's absolutely right. Absolutely.
Always hydrate.
Although we'll do what we can to find snacks on the trail.
If anybody has any questions about the Chilkat Valley Community Recreation Center Board or the Boys and Girls Club of Haines or the Tokchinook Watershed Council, can they give you guys a call?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
And the numbers would be?
My phone number, Rob Pollux, is 766-3345.
And the Watershed Council is 766-3542.
We'd like to thank the Tokchinook Watershed Council and all the other groups that we've been involved with this kids program over the last couple of years, because partnering with organizations in and around Haines to do these various activities involves the community. And in looking forward to looking toward the future, whether it's to build a rec center, a boys club, partnering and community involvement is a key part of the equation. And we really appreciate the help and support of the community.
So for that matter, if somebody's got an idea for another activity, they could call that number and hook you up.
Absolutely. If you've got an organization that you would like to involve yourself with the kids, whether it be, for example, kayaking, biking, hiking, whatever, give me a call. We'd be delighted to talk to you.
Okay, so again, that's a hike up Mount Riley for kids 8 and over or 8 and under with a parent.
Mm-hmm.
At 1:45, meeting in the parking lot at the Mount Riley parking lot on Mud Bay Road there, crest of the hill, and leaving at 2, coming back at 5 tomorrow, Sunday, August 5th. Sounds like a lot of fun for the kids, fun for all ages, really. Thanks so much for joining me this morning, and thanks for your good work.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.